And then he meets another one, John 16:24. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. These wildernesses, these dry places where there's no distraction, have the effect of focusing us like nothing else, and we'll see soon that they're all leading somewhere. Sometimes it's in the wilderness of need that calls us to prayer. Nothing will do but we pound the carpet until we have that for which we petitioned. In Christian City, they have prayer meetings, but the wilderness of prayer is different. It's in this wilderness that we find that overcomers overcome in one place only, the throne room. They do not overcome all the forces of darkness other than in the prayer closet, where they position themselves before the throne of God, persevering until they know they have secured their petition. Here they discover the way really is narrow and few there be that find it. Here they discover the distinction between believers, followers and disciples, between continuers, winners and quitters. That true prayer is a discipline and a neglected one at that. The traveller in our allegory finds himself in a company of people, a procession, all heading for the city of God. He observes that they're all talking, but not to each other. They're talking to someone who they can't see. Some of them are weeping. Some are asking good things for people, mentioning them by name. Some are jubilant. Some appear to be listening. Some are enlisting the help of others. Prayer, it seems, is their way of life. Philippians 4:6. New American Standard. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The traveller's guide explains to him that in the past he had only cried out in prayer when he had a need, but it's here, in the wilderness of prayer, that he will learn that prayer is to be his main consideration, that this is where he overcomes evil with good, affects the nations, and fulfills his destiny. To bring heaven to earth, on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God being done on earth as it is in heaven by the supplications of the saints. Here the traveller learns that the life of overcoming evil with good starts when he asks God to bless those who have dealt badly with him. And he really, really means it. He's making a discovery about death on the instalment plan. Perseverance. Endurance. Reaching the top, his guide points to the plain below. In the far distance, he could just make out the city of God and fields. They seem to be ready for harvesting. Prayer was hard work, but the city is in sight. The last leg shouldn't be difficult. Ah, he begins to relax. He can see his goal.